Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
The Patriots lost a chance to lock down the number one seed in the AFC, but they'll get another one on Sunday in Miami. First thing you look at with these Dolphins, especially under Coach Dan Campbell, is the physicality that they want to play with. Bill Belichick talked about it at length earlier in the week. It's no surprise. You can see how they want to play. Campbell is an old-school, rah-rah kind of guy. He wants to run the football. He wants to be physical. And that means the Patriots have to be better, quite frankly, up front than they were in New York. They allowed over 140 yards on the ground to the Jets. That can't happen to Lamar Miller and company. The Patriots need to get better in that front seven. Ironically, that is one of the few areas of the team that was really healthy in that game. They just need to play better physically. They've been doing the job for most of the season. It didn't get done last week. It needs to be better against Miami. Now, the Dolphins want to make some big plays on offense, but they don't really have a lot of avenues in which to get that done. Jarvis Landry, by far, is their most valuable weapon, over 100 catches on the season. But really, a lot of those are short catches, a lot of screens. They like to get the ball in his hands. But as long as the Patriots tackle, there aren't a lot of big plays. But one guy who can take it the distance is Devontae Parker. The rookie first-round pick has really come on late in the season after a really slow start, averaging better than 18 yards a catch. The Patriots secondary had some problems allowing receivers to get behind them last week. They need to make sure that that doesn't continue here. Whether McCourty and Chung are back in the lineup or not, the Patriots need to keep them in front of them. Do not allow any big plays defensively. Now, obviously, that Patriots offense is banged up, and especially so up front. Probably no Sebastian Vollmer this week. That means you're without both of your tackles. They're going to have to do a better job protecting Tom Brady. You want to make sure that he stays on his feet. And as long as you can do that, do not allow Miami to get any confidence early in this game. If the Patriots can move it even a little, I think defensively New England will keep the Patriots in control. They get a lead and they play this game on their terms. And they come home from Miami to close out the regular season with the number one overall seed in the AFC with a 27-13 victory.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.